Oh, look, it's that time of day. Almost knock-off time, but not for Wallace Chapman, who'll be running the panel hour from 6pm today.
Not quite, Jesse, not quite for me. By the way, good band today.
Enjoyed, what do you think?
Well, I thought it was good. I heard a little bit of Bruce Springsteen meets the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
You know, it was that
great
type
call.
Of type of thing. Yeah.
Great call. Lots of references to Bruce Springsteen, and actually kind of rare we get lots of singer-songwriters through, but someone who brings that full band sounds, quite rare. So, yeah, Sam
Very
Cullen.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Yeah, what's the name again, sorry?
Sam Cullen.
Nice.
Remember the name. What's coming up on your show?
Well, BBC says an Israel missile has struck Iran. We have the latest on that. By the way, Iranian officials, they deny this missile attack. So we'll try and see. Iranian officials have denied this missile strike. So obviously, a rolling story this afternoon. We'll have the latest on that just after 6, Jesse. Also, put the year on ice, everybody. The economy is not expected to improve until mid-next year. Sorry about that. New data out today. Also, New Zealand's stalking laws need updating in line with Australia. This following the shocking case of a 21-year-old woman stalked, murdered, despite complaining multiple times to the police. So we talk about that. We can't forget about the Taylor Swift listening party released actually in 8 minutes' time. It's huge for music lovers around the world.
Yeah.
So that's
what Wallace and I are doing as soon as Checkpoint kicks in.
Right. You know, we're having a juice and going to the latest watering hole and listen to Taylor Swift. Don't follow us. And on that, our question of the day is this. What is the album on very first listen that just blew you out of the water? So not the slow burn, but instantly. Rangi, just through the glass here, he's got a blinder. He said, first listen, picked in Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Whoa.
He was scared, excited at the very same time.
Great joy.
Mine was, I can still recall it. It's in the afternoon, I'm at Everyman's in Nelson, and I put on Jimi Hendrix playing the Star Spangled Banner Woodstock. My mouth is open, and the person behind the counter says, are you okay? It blew my mind first. So what's yours? 2101.
Yeah, gosh. Okay, well, following on from Rangi and Jimi Hendrix, I got to say, for me, probably Enya Watermark. Do you remember when that hit in the 1980s?
No.
We never heard anything like it. Let me reach, let me beach to the Orinoco flow.
Sail away. Yeah, just with a bang, right, Jesse?
And then as I got a bit older, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Now, I'm not a Red Hot Chili Peppers guy myself, but often, and I think this is probably the case for Rangi as well, like you hear something that's totally different to anything you've ever heard before. And there's that combination of it being unique but also perfect in that moment.
Boom!
Yeah, you're like, music has changed from this point on.
Give it away.
Yeah, you got it. Under the Bridge. What's the nice slow one? I'll come back. It'll come back to me. Ayana Piper Helian's here, by the way.
Yes, well, I do have to say my one is fairly topical. It's my 12th birthday. Got a brand new stereo that plays way louder than my parents ever thought it should.
Yes.
And I get my first CD from the store that isn't just a mixtape burnt from of songs that I've chosen, and it is Taylor Swift's Fearless.
Oh, yeah, so
you got Love Stories, You Belong With Me, White Horse, 15, all of those ones listened to on max volume for probably 3 days in a row.
Did you say Love Story?
Yeah.
That's a great track. Famously featured in the most recent season of The Bear as well, in a really great scene. Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's the most perfect use of a song that I've ever seen in any TV show. That moment when he's in the car, just blasting Love Story.
Well,
it's beautiful.
This is probably another conversation topic, but Hallelujah in the West Wing was a great moment. Fix You. We'll have that conversation.
I'm quite annoyed by this, Jesse. You know what I'm thinking? All I'm seeing in my mind is you at the campsite. What's wrong with Jesse? He's discovered Enya. He wants to be alone. How can we get him back?
We tried to play him some Hendrix.
He didn't
he's
like
more
it.
Into Celtic synthesizer music at the moment. can't get the headphones off.
Sail away, sail away.
Did you have headphones back then?
What's that?
Did you have headphones back
then? Yeah. No, you just used to hold the transistor up to your up on your shoulder to your ear.
You're an unusual man, Jesse Mulligan.
Send us your albums on 2101. Which album was perfect from start to finish the first time you listened to it? Now, what have you had your eye on today?
Yeah, well, I came across an article in the BBC. It's titled, "Is Filtered Water Healthier Than Tap Water?" And firstly, I do want to say that in New Zealand, our water is considered very safe. It's very tightly regulated. But the results in this were interesting. Apparently, filtered water can be effective at stopping some bacteria. It can help with those forever chemicals. But on the flip side, it can also strip away beneficial minerals too that you might want.
Oh.
Magnesium, fluoride, calcium, those sorts of things in your water. So for a lot of people, whether they have a filtered water tap in their home or not, it's down to the taste. And I hear so many people saying that they don't like the taste of tap water. And whenever they say that, I just think, gosh, you're just being ridiculous. It all tastes the same.
Mm.
There's stats on it from the US and the UK. In the US, nearly 35% of people filter their water. In the UK, 42% don't like the taste of tap water. Curious what it is here in New Zealand. If you don't like the taste of tap water, you can text us on 2101. And it's my first time living in a flat at the moment that actually has a filtered water system. I've never lived with one before, and I always fill up my water bottle and it's like, oh, there's a normal tap and there's the one that's supposed to be for drinking. And I've never really thought much about it until today, when it got me thinking that filters do need replacing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hopped on the phone earlier to a water filtration company, and they said that if you've got a fridge filter, you need to replace that once every 6 months. And the ones on your kitchen sink just next to your normal tap, it depends on the type of filter you have. Some carbon filters are 6 months to a year. If you've got a little addition called KDF, it's more like 2 to 3 years. But you do need to replace them, because if you don't, it can lead to a build-up of bacteria and even mould. And so I asked him for any work stories. He said he's gone to replace a fridge filter once and it hadn't been replaced for 8 or 9 years. And the client said, oh, don't worry about it. My water tastes fine. It's all good. It's all good. And then they tried the water through the new filter. And it turns out that they had slowly become accustomed to the taste of mould, mouldy water.
I could totally imagine that.
How about that?
I've moved into this flat, been there a couple of years now. I don't think we've ever thought about changing the filter on our tap.
Do you both know my slogan?
No.
The chap is for the tap.
Oh, I love that slogan.
I've had it for years.
Yeah.
I'm all about the tap. It's tap or nothing for me.
Oh, it's good for you to put your foot down. I always order tap in restaurants. I'm not into bottled water, but I must admit I have got a bit used to the luxury of filtered water at home.
Mm.
Is it a luxury, though?
Oh,
why do you think?
Mine's pretty luxurious. When do I change my filter? When a little light flashes that says change your filter.
Saved up. Nice.
It gets used to when you go to bed at night, so
that's amazing.
It turns itself off during the evening
and wakes up
half an hour before you wake up. Oh, yeah. We skimp on everything in our house, but we went Mac Daddy on the water filter.
The chap is for the tap. There you go.
Hey, have a great show, Wolf.
Thanks,
Liana.
Thank you very much.
And if you've got any thoughts on any of the issues raised, including any, you can text us on 2101. Have a great weekend.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.